So before I get into what we're talking about today, who likes superheroes? Most of the guys? Yeah? Pretty much all the guys. Any girls like superheroes? A few, yeah. Name some people. I heard Batman. Okay, I heard Wolverine, and that's about it. Okay, forget naming superheroes, because you guys probably know a lot that maybe I don't know. But what fascinates you guys about superheroes? Some are invisible, okay? How about more generic things about superheroes? What can be said for one of them that can be said for all of them? So maybe they have superpowers, except in Batman's case. He's an exception, okay? Costumes are creepy. Do you think some are cool? They're ugly? No. See, I don't know. Some costumes are cool. Some costumes are cool. I don't know. Virginia, did you have something? They're willing to sacrifice something to save the better part of mankind. How about supervillains? Not so much, right? Megamind? I haven't actually seen that, but I heard it's good. Josh, did you have something? Joker? Oh, no. Generic characteristics of superheroes. They're full of greed? Some, yes. I don't know about all of them, but they fight evil most of the time, yeah? I didn't see Megamind, so I don't know. Anything else that you guys can think of that characterizes a superhero? What do you guys like about the superheroes that you guys named off? Whether it be Superman, Batman, Flash, Wonder Woman, Nils. He's Norwegian, so he's a superhero. His weakness is tickling, as you guys found out when you were chasing him. Nils. So what other, any other characteristics that you guys can think of? Why do superheroes fascinate you guys so much? What's so cool about them that's not cool about other people? They're different. They're what? They're fake. Yes, that's true. But they're like fictional. But why are we so caught up as teens in superheroes? Most of you guys said that you were like interested because you want to be cool. Is that answering why you put up your hands that you like superheroes, or why you like they're what you inspire to be? So does that somewhat inspiration? Can people relate to that? Yeah? Some people, yeah. But there's many different reasons we look at superheroes and we get fascinated by them. Anyone gonna see the new Thor movie coming out? Why do you want to see Thor? Because he has a hammer. Because it looks good. It's a movie. Any other reasons? He's awesome. He has a cape. He's from another planet. Protector of mankind. So there's many different reasons, but what I'm trying to get at is that we're fascinated so much by different things in our culture. My example is superheroes. And for the past few weeks, we've been talking about being ambassadors of Christ, right? Who is here for the past few weeks that remembers some of that stuff? A few, yeah. I'm not going to ask you to name off stuff, so don't worry, but basically, we ended that series 2 weeks ago because last week was Sunday after Freshman, so we didn't really have a Sunday service. But we ended that series about 2 weeks ago, and now we're starting another series called Boldness in the Holy Spirit. So today, I'm going to be talking to you guys about the Holy Spirit and basically what he's like. Anyone know some stuff in the Bible that it says about the Holy Spirit? Jez? He's joy? Anyone else? Anything? He's a comforter? Does it say anything about him being a person? Yeah. Anyone read The Shack? The book The Shack? Yeah. I read it. It took me about a year and a half to read it because I started reading it. I read the first part, then I got to the middle, and I stopped. And then we had to do it for the school ministry as a book report, so I finished it. And I finished it in like 6 months ago now. But it was actually really good, but it personifies God the Father, Jesus the Son, and Holy Spirit into three different characters that this one main character meets up at a shack, secluded somewhere. And it's really cool to see the different characteristics that they give each part of the Trinity. But basically, that's what we're going to be talking about today, the Holy Spirit. And in Acts 4, if you have your Bibles, you can turn to it, or if you're taking notes, you can just take notes and look at it after. But in Acts 4, verse 8, Peter's talking to a group of people, and he healed someone. But they sort of object to him because they don't really agree with what he's done. And in Acts 8, it says, with that, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, let loose. And then he goes on this huge rant and telling them why he did what he did, and he doesn't really know why they're arguing against him. But then it goes on in Acts 8, verse 13. They couldn't take their eyes off him. Peter and John standing there so confident, so sure of themselves. Now, from the first part that I just said, Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. And then from the second part, after he's talked to them and stuff, they couldn't take their eyes off him because he was so confident. Do you guys think that was his own confidence in his own ability? No. From that first part, it clearly says that he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I know that that's what gave him that confidence to sort of tell him off in a way. But with the Holy Spirit, that's why I sort of started with superheroes, because we don't have superpowers. I don't think we can ever get superpowers, as cool as that would be. But we do have Holy Spirit. Radioactive Spider, you can try it if you want. I wouldn't recommend it, but if you want to try, Spider-Man. But basically, we've got the Holy Spirit. And the thing is, he's downplayed a bit in not only in the church, but in the world. We look at superheroes and we think, how awesome would it be if I could have that power or if I could be like them? But when we look at ourselves and we think of Holy Spirit, we don't really think we're much. We don't really know the great value that he brings to our lives. So I'm just going to invite up Ashley and or Nils just to share a bit of stuff from Fresh Wind last week. Either or both of you. So they're just going to share a bit about Fresh Wind last week or their own experiences and their experiences with the Holy Spirit pretty much.
Hello. yeah, so was it last week, Fresh Wind? Wow. So I had to prophesy last week and I was really nervous and I didn't really want to, if you heard me share last week at church, I really didn't actually want to prophesy, but as soon as I was there and I just invited the Holy Spirit to just come and help me and talk to me about people and what God feels about them and what God's heart is, I just felt so relaxed. And sometimes when we get put in difficult positions or we're nervous and whatever, we don't really think about inviting the Holy Spirit to come and help us, but I did, and I was so relaxed, and I had the most amazing time prophesying. Like, apparently the people I prophesied over were blessed, but I was so blessed, and I felt so encouraged just for being there, being able to be comforted by Holy Spirit in that situation, and hear God's voice. It was incredible. So yeah.
Cool. I have another testimony, if it's okay. Yeah, I was at high school. Like a border high school at the west coast of Norway. So after vacation, I had to drive like 6 hours with my car to get to the school. And it was winter and it was bad roads and I drive really fast. And I used the handbrake in every turn. I don't know, yeah? It's noisy though. God said to me, I felt like pull over, and because I saw my Bible in the door, and I pulled over and yeah, just turn up a random word, and I opened the Bible and the word I read, like from Jonah 2, water and compassed me to the point of death, the great death.
Water encompassed me to the point of death, the great deep engulfed me. Weeds were wrapped around my head.
So I became a bit scared. I was, whoa, take it easy, girl. And I smacked the Bible together and threw it away. No, don't throw it away. Yeah, you know. And I started driving and hearing my music as usual, and I had like, I don't know, hundreds of CDs in my car, all over, under the seat, up in the here, and all over. You can just grab a new CD every day. And then I was reminded of one CD that was lying under, like, I don't know, the floor, like the no. It's a rubber, under the mat. I was lifting up, and whoa, that CD was a CD I'd never heard. And I tried it and put it in. It was Kanye West CD, yeah. And I started driving really fast and almost in every turn. And then a song came up and it said like, slow down. Like chill out, slow down, like repetition all the time. And in addition, the CD was filled with stripes, so it was repeating all the time. As I was annoyed, like the word, like the chorus, or yeah, was like, slow down, take it easy, slow down, take it easy, slow down, take it easy, slow down. And when I heard that for I don't know how long, but I realized maybe God is saying something to me. And I just acted on it and pushed on the brake a bit and started driving really slow around the corners. And then when I came around like a tight corner, I couldn't see anything around. But I was driving really slow, so it was like funny. And then there was a big moose and his kid was right in the way. I would if I had driven the same way I had been doing, I would have smashed into the animals and maybe died, because the moose would get into my car. And yeah. So that was so cool that the Holy Spirit talked to me through like Kanye West CD that was lying under the mat in the car. Yeah, so I was like, oh, and I drive by behind those moose, and because the snow on the side was so high, so they couldn't like just jump into the woods. So I was driving behind them and watched these amazing animals and thought about I could have killed them and I could have killed myself. And God really saved me. And that was so cool. So I was worship music the rest of the trip.
Thanks, guys. That's a cool story. I never heard that before. But yeah, so Holy Spirit shows up in many different ways, and he can talk to you through many different facets. So for Niels, it was Kanye West music, and just that skipping of the song, just replaying that those two lines, and that was a sign from Holy Spirit. Me and Dave were in a car with someone else driving to Chicago maybe 2.5 years ago, and it's a clear road, but then we hit this one patch of snow. It was a rental car, so the tires weren't that good. We hit this one patch of snow, and I don't know what happened. I think we tried braking or something, because we knew the tires weren't that good, and we spun out. We did a 180 and rolled backwards into a snowbank. During that time, no one screamed. We were listening to Snow Patrol, of all things. And like, that was our theme song for, not theme song, but our theme music for the whole trip. I don't think we changed the CD or anything. We just kept the CD on repeat. But we listened to that the whole way, but Holy Spirit comforted us. I don't think there's any way that me, Dave, or the other guy in the car could have done that in our own strength, not screaming, not losing our heads over, like, we're in a snowbank. We rotated the full way around, facing oncoming traffic, and then slipped backwards into a bank. But there was no damage to the car. None of us were freaking out. We were like, yeah, that just happened. Let's play some cards, put some music on. Yeah, it was pretty fun. We called, I forget who it was, but a company. They came. Dave Ross thinks it's a sign because he was like the most Canadian man he's ever met. He had a full beard. He had an accent. He was actually really nice too, so it was all a really good experience. But Holy Spirit was definitely in that car, because we were fully safe. The car wasn't damaged, anything. And none of us freaked out. So it was a totally cool experience. And I've had so many others like it. But the problem is, for my own life, I've only started applying that in other countries, not really here. So when I was in school, I didn't really do much. I've been to Ecuador, where I've seen demons cast out. I've seen healings. I've seen salvations. I've seen many things because of Holy Spirit. We were in Ukraine last summer, and we saw our lives radically changed, not through anything that we could do, but all through Holy Spirit flowing through us. And me and, like Jez said, me and Belinda are going back tomorrow, and we're excited to see what Holy Spirit's going to do again. But we both know that it's nothing that we can do in our own strength, but that we have to rely on Holy Spirit to come support us, and we have to feed off of His strength in us. I've also been to Peru on SOM Outreach, and I saw Holy Spirit do many things there. But the problem for me was, I was thinking that I didn't want to do things here because here's boring, here's my life. Why can't I go somewhere else and do what Holy Spirit's calling me to do? But the thing is, you guys have such a great opportunity, whether you're in school, work, or wherever you're at, just allow Holy Spirit to prompt you to do different things. If I had done that in school, I could have seen change in the lives around me. I could have seen my friends come to know Christ. And I'm slowly starting to do that now, but back then when I was actually in relationship with them more, was the best opportunity that I could have had. and sadly I missed that, but there's still other chances that God's bringing up where I'm reconnecting with friends and just allowing Holy Spirit to be the center of our relationship. Even though they may not know him, I'm still allowing him to guide me and just to show, let him show them who he is. And even for myself, prophesying, I did not like doing it before. And I had this one instance where on the School of Ministry, we went on mini outreach to Michigan, and we had to prophesy in different groups for different people. And Holy Spirit totally showed up. I was saying things that I didn't even know, that just popped into my head, random thoughts. I said them out loud because that's what he was calling me to do. And the people that we were prophesying over, some of them started breaking down, some of them started opening up. There were just amazing things happening in their lives. And it's all because we were able to submit to the Holy Spirit and what he wanted us to do. But one of the biggest things that I faced in my own life was not feeling that I was good enough. And I know that's a big misconception that everyone faces, whether we're good enough, not only to do the things that Holy Spirit's calling us to do, but in daily life, in work, school, we have common misconceptions about ourselves. And I encourage you guys to get your identity from God, find your strength in him, and he'll supply all your needs. God doesn't call the qualified, but his call on your life will qualify you for what he's calling you to do. So whatever he's calling you to do, whether that be in your schools or wherever you're at, I encourage you guys to step out in boldness. We're going to keep continuing the series for another 2 weeks and just talking about the boldness that you have in Christ and the things that he's calling you to do. And I encourage you guys to just continue to step out in boldness right now. Even this week, me and Belinda are going to Ukraine, as I said, but we don't know the language. I know some people because I was there last July, but I won't remember names. And it's going to be a bit awkward trying to talk to people that you don't know. But when Holy Spirit's upon you, it's nothing that you do in your own strength. It's all him flowing through you. So continue to submit to what he has. Do you have something to say, Belinda?
Okay. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to make this practical. So Dave's talking about using the Holy Spirit, right? And the Holy Spirit's in all of us, right? So what about we all get into groups of four? And you heard about Ashley prophesying and Dave prophesying, but you know what? You can prophesy too. So what we're going to do is we're going to get in groups of four and we're going to actually step out and make this active. And so get into groups of four, find your groups, and we will go from there.
And I encourage you guys to get with people you may not know that well, because prophesying is about listening to the Holy Spirit and what he has to say. If you know someone, then your own thoughts might get in the way. And I encourage you guys to just allow Holy Spirit to speak to you, and don't worry about getting anything wrong. I mean, I did quite a lot of times, but it's no weight on your shoulders. It's not your fault if you get it wrong. Practice. And there's many different gifts of the Holy Spirit. This is just one of them. So keep talking to him, keep experimenting with the different gifts that he has to offer you.